A patient named Deborah Young, Young, date of birth, date of birth 12/28/55, date of service 4/18/23. This is a 67-year-old female patient here today complaining of irritation and a probable chemical burn to her right arm. She was mixing Clorox and Fabuloso as a cleaner to wash her windows on Sunday. That mixture had gotten on her skin and caused subsequent irritation, erythema, and peeled some of the skin back. However, in a mild fashion, she has some mild edema to her right hand as well. She's here for evaluation today. Also now experiencing a bit more discomfort to the right hand and right forearm. Period and paragraph, blood pressure 133 over 67, pulse 66, respiration 16, oxygenation 97%, temperature afebrile, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, amlodipine, lisinopril, Lipitor, Zyzel, aspirin, medical history, hyperlipid, hypertension, surgical history, hysterectomy, C-section, appendectomy, also neck surgery, and also the right knee, period, new paragraph. Social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking, period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. HEENT is unremarkable. Neck is soft. No thyromegaly, no masses, no lipodynopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Examination of her right arm. She has multiple abrasions, or rather chemical burn, irritation, borderline second degree. A few areas are just with some more significant erythema. Other areas, there is a scab forming as though it did peel back part of the epidermis layer, period, new paragraph. Also, that mixture must have run down her forearm because she does have a similar effect on the forearm, even to the point where it is at the distal portion of her bicep, period, new paragraph. Skin is all intact. There's no bleeding. There's no oozing at this point. You can tell that the right hand is slightly edematous, and most of the effect of the erythema and chemical burn remains on the dorsal surface of that right hand. Period, new paragraph. Assessment implant. Chemical burn, borderline second degree. Patient will be given a steroid injection and a Metrol dose pack, all to be followed by Silvadine cream to be applied twice a day to the area in question. Plan of care has been reviewed with the patient. She understands what the plan of care is. She's going to monitor her symptoms and return to clinic or call me if not improving.